Any other agents sort of coming down the pike that you're excited about?
Well, there are a number of things. I mean, the pipelines that are out there today are really pretty staggering in terms of the number of targets and multiple drugs directed at each target. The hepatocyte growth factor, HGF, or MET, is one that's being studied in a lot of GI cancers and thyroid cancer. There's the insulin-like growth factor, IGF, which seems to be very interesting. Number of mTOR inhibitor drugs that are out there being combined today with anti-angiogenesis drugs. So those are just some of them. At the Chemotherapy Foundation, Mace Rothenberg was talking about a hedgehog inhibitor, 0449.
Yeah, what is it? I really like that name, but I mean, I'm not sure where they got it, but what is it?
Well, hedgehog signaling is a very early developmental pathway that's used to help organs develop and structures develop during embryogenesis. And when this pathway is activated, membranes become ruffled, and they have this kind of ruffled appearance that somebody said looks like a hedgehog.
Hmm.
So because of the hedgehog nomenclature, they found that the molecule that stimulates it, they named Sonic Hedgehog after the video game. So, you know, it's all very amusing that way. But Sonic Hedgehog binds to something called Patch. Patch inhibits smoothin, and smoothin is the thing that causes the membranes to be smoothed out instead of ruffled. So smoothin's on all the time, but if Patch blocks smoothin activity, then you get these ruffled membranes. And this may be important for cancer, and the proof of it is that basal cell carcinomas seem to be very dependent on this pathway. And in an early phase one study that Dan Von Hoff was doing, he reported at AACR last year, like 4 or 5 out of 19 patients with refractory basal cell carcinomas responded to this. So this is an important pathway for at least a rare tumor, and hopefully maybe for some more common tumors. So a randomized phase two of this drug that actually blocks smoothin activity is ongoing, and we'll see if that somehow will potentiate the bevacizumab activity.
What's in the trial? What's it being compared with?
It's FOLFOX-BEV versus FOLFOX-BEV plus the hedgehog inhibitor.
What about side effects and toxicity?
It doesn't seem to have a lot of toxicity in the phase one, phase two studies to date. So I don't think that it's been tested enough to have a really full profile.